this morning, I want to address this thought of keep it moving. And scripture's been read, but I want to focus on three verses that might have been glossed over, not by the reader, but by us collectively. Because if we were paying attention to it, we might have caught something before the message. Starting at verse 4, is something interesting, and then you're going to see how it all kind of rolls down from there. Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor except in his hometown and among his relatives and his household. Listen to this. This is verse 5. And he could do no mighty work there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went about among the villages teaching. Here Jesus again, a prophet. Can I give y'all the Charles Ferguson version? A prophet is all right everywhere except for home. And then Jesus could do nothing in that place except heal a few people. And Jesus was astonished by their unbelief. Church, we've come a long way from when we first kind of got together. And I wanted to say it this way and start it this way because I want to emphasize how God has been working in our midst over the past, we're moving almost into 15 months. I said it a couple weeks ago, say it again. Sunday morning didn't always look like this. Amen. Parking lot didn't always look like this. Matter of fact, if we're going to tell the truth, and I think we talk about the truth up in here, right? We were concerned about a whole lot of stuff that was not ministry related, that was definitely a challenge. And if we're going to be honest, it appeared as if it was impossible to even consider doing ministry in the way that God would have us do it. We struggled for a little bit. But I remember being in this same place with fewer of y'all on a Sunday morning in July. Not the first Sunday I was here, but I think it was either the second or the third Sunday. And I stood by one of these pews and I said to y'all that the main responsibility of the church is souls. And if we focus on that, God will handle all the other stuff that was concerning us. And I know that at that time, and folk didn't verbalize it because, you know, we still, you know, we love the Lord and we are about the kingdom, but we got church folk tendencies. Amen. Y'all loosen up. Look, it's hard getting up here today, but I'm trying to make it through, and the Lord's giving me a little bit of something. Y'all, come on. Y'all gotta feed with me, okay? We all of us ain't church folk no more, but we got church folk tendencies. Because when we hear huge declarations about God can do major things in this place, and we look at the circumstances, our faith ain't the first thing we go to. First thing we say is, we ain't got it. We ain't got enough money for that. We ain't got enough this. We ain't got enough that. And I get it. I do. Because it's hard to think about doing big things for God when at the time you barely survived it. But 15 months later, can we shout for a second? 15 months later, the parking lot looks different. Sunday mornings look different. And even though we have not arrived at all that we want, God, sure enough, has not only met our needs, but has allowed us to do ministry in a way that we could not have imagined. I think that's worth shouting about. Because I don't know if anybody understands that the same God that took two fish and five loaves of bread did the same thing for us just now. Right? 475 people came across this property and Watkins Elementary on yesterday. 475 people that were counted and accounted for, which means that it could have been closer to 500 or so. When we had planned for only 300. And I don't know for sure. I'll ask later in private. But whatever we had to give people and to feed people, I don't know if it ran out or not. Now see how deep that is? You still have burgers and hot dogs. God took what seemed to be little and made it much. God allowed this place that was once seen as a place that was not willing to reach the community to do much and do a great work in an area that still needs Jesus. Now, where am I going? I'm going here. We're not done by a long shot. But for those that may not have believed before, the evidence was shown on yesterday. God is doing a work in this place. And God is doing a mighty work. Let me take it a step further. Let me connect the text. God's doing a mighty work at 2935 Beulah Avenue, but in the text, Jesus went to his hometown where he was ready to do a mighty work. But the people refused to have a mighty move of God. And what happened was they saw this guy come up in the synagogue, somebody that they knew from around the way. And they looked at him, heard him teach, heard him preach. And all they said was, how in the world? Because now you got to read the first three verses. Because they said, how is this guy doing what he's doing? Ain't he the son of the carpenter? How is he showing all this wisdom? Where did he come from with all this power to do all this stuff? Now, church, you would think that if somebody came up in here, let me use it this way. Let's say there's somebody in here that would happen to be a multimillionaire. And everybody knew that multimillionaire's background. And they came up in here and they were willing to do all kinds of different things because they had the capital to do it. And all of a sudden, the first response of people is, how in the world he got money? Ain't he from Southfield? He used to run the streets with Ray Ray and all them. How did he come into anything? Throwing shade and you don't even got any clue as to why. Right. Yeah. But wouldn't you want to know how they came into the money? I mean, that would make sense to me. Rather than throwing shade about what a person is able to do because God has gifted them and allowed them to do it, wouldn't it make sense to try to tap into what it is that God is doing in their life? But they didn't do it. And Jesus stood up and made a declaration. Said, listen, I can't win with y'all. I go anywhere else. And they're clamoring for what the prophet has. Prophet can't come home and bless his own family, bless his neighborhood, bless his community. That's what Jesus was saying. He said, I'm going everywhere else. People clamoring, not for me, but what God the Father has allowed me to give. But I come home. And I can't get nobody to ask about what it is that the Father has given me. Rather, you want to go around and start throwing shade. Cool. Look at what Jesus did. The text says, after he said that, all he did was lay his hands on a few folk and go on about his business. And he marveled. I like words. It was more like, wasn't marvel like, oh my. More like, I can't believe that folk that need this don't want this. And he what? Kept it moving. I want to help somebody today. I want to help somebody like I want to help myself through this word, because it's something that's gotten a hold of me. And I want you to understand this. I want you to gather this. I don't care what people think. I don't care what people have said about you, about what God has put in you, about what God is doing in your life or anything. I don't care if folk try to bring up your past. We've already determined it is more than likely public knowledge anyway. I don't care how they try to discount you. I don't care how they keep on trying to do the same old thing over and over again, throwing shade, doing this, doing that. I don't care about none of that. And guess what? God obviously doesn't care about it, because God has called you to do more than just occupy space. God has given you something that is more than just showing up on a Sunday morning. God has given you something that is more than just showing up and being in the space. God has given you something that is to influence and help the environment where you have been planted. And are you ready for this? If they don't get it, don't you worry about it. Let me tell you why. Because when everybody else doubts you, you got to gain some resolve. You, not them giving you resolve. You, I, we have to have some resolve about who we are and what we are. So what should be your resolve when others doubt you? What should be your resolve when other people throw all that stuff out there and try to say that you ain't this and you ain't that? First and foremost, you got to remember that God's work is honorable. Listen, God's work is honorable. Hear this out. While they were talking about why Jesus should be disqualified from what he was doing, they didn't realize and they did not put into practice that the fact that God called Jesus to do what he was doing meant that God thought enough of Jesus to what? Use him. I'm going somewhere. A lot of people will try to come up with every reason as to why you shouldn't be the one to do it. Can I preach this thing like I really feel it? I'm trying to work out of the funk. Y'all looking at me strange. Let me help you. Some of y'all in here don't even realize this, but even in the deep places that you don't talk about, where you are in the most judgmental places of your life, that yes, I can discern that some people live in those judgmental places, and you're trying to understand why God continues to use certain people at certain times, and you're saying to yourself under your breath, in your private time, behind closed doors, doors? Why is it that they get to be out in front? Why is it that they get to be used? Why is it that they're the ones that keep on doing X, Y, and Z? It ain't got nothing to do with favoritism. It ain't got nothing to do with they're in the faces of people. It ain't got nothing to do with whether or not they got in the face of the pastor. It has nothing to do with any of that stuff. God calls, appoints, and anoints whom he desires. When God has called you to do a thing, it is an honor and a privilege.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This is not a game. This is not something where you jockey for position. You can keep the title if you want to have the title. But the fact that God has called me to do something is honorable. It's the fact that I know that my life and all that I have done, past, present, and future, would disqualify me normally from being used by God. But the fact that God decided to choose me anyway is more of a reason for me to get down on my knees. Thank God daily that he chose me. Is there anybody in here that knows that they've been chosen by the Lord? Anybody in here that knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that no matter what anybody's got to say, no matter what they think, no matter what their opinion is of you, God has chosen you. The work of the Lord is honorable.
Yes, it is.
If I don't do another thing, there's a whole lot of stuff I want to do. But doing this, knowing me, I don't need you to tell me about what you think of me. I know me. And I'm harder on myself than you could ever be. So the fact that God still said yes to me when I didn't deserve it, why am I going to waste time trying to prove to you what God has already shown over and over again? I'll use whomever I want. Which leads to number two. You need this and I need this and I don't know. I may get to number three, but number two should have us all shouting out of here. The resolve you should have is that everybody's not meant to get it. Stop going around explaining yourself. No. Let me say it again, because you don't, and we're still working on shouting cues 15 months in. You need to stop explaining yourself to other folk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You going around trying to prove to people that God is trying to use you. No. The God of the universe that created everything,
yes, sir,
chose you.
Say it.
And you know that you may not deserve it, but it's by the Lord's grace,
amen,
that you're here.
Yes.
Which means that you ain't got to waste your time trying to tell folk that don't get it why God is doing it in your life. Because remember that if God has called you to anything, if God has pulled you out of anything, I don't need to go around and tell you why God is doing it in me. All I need to tell you is that I am the evidence of what God can do. I don't need to explain to you that God healed me, delivered me, picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. And I'm doing this not because I'm popular, not because I want to be popular, but because if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? They ain't gonna get it. Jesus said, I'm home, and y'all still don't get it. Y'all wasting time trying to hate and don't even realize what you got. You wasting all your time trying to figure out why God chose me, rather than asking how did I get access to the thing that could be your greatest blessing. Because if you got access to what I got access to, you would be shouting too. If you got access to what God has decided to give me, you would run around and lose your mind every chance you got. And let me throw this on it. Even if I tried to explain it, I couldn't. Because again, I know me. I can't tell you why God did it. But I'm glad he did. I can't tell you why God said yes to me, but I'm glad he did. I can't tell you for real why God decided out of all the people in the world to send by this way. He sent me here, but I'm glad he did. I can't tell you why God keeps on putting stuff in my mind and in my heart to do for the kingdom, but I'm glad he did. Is there anybody in here that's got that testimony? You don't know why God did it. You don't know why God chose you, but ain't you glad he did it? So if I don't know, I ain't wasting my time trying to explain it to you.
Amen.
Hate if you want to, but you're missing something.
Come on.
Yes,
sir.
Which leads to the last thing. The rejection of the gift in you is to their detriment. Let me say that one more again. The rejection of the gift in you is to their detriment. Let's be honest. All of us in here did not grow up with a mentality, I just don't care about what nobody got to say about me. Maybe a few of y'all did. Now, let me point out one. Now, maybe my grandmother did. My grandmother's lived now. I guess she didn't care back then. Now I'm gonna say something. I'm gonna try to be a little funny, but be nice at the same time. She didn't care. She was supposed to marry a preacher according to her mama's standard. She didn't care about none of that and married a military man. And on the Saturday, this upcoming Saturday, it'll be 67 years.
Amen.
Didn't care. Now, that's good. But there's other things she don't care about half the time. She tell me all kinds of stuff about me. She don't care. Don't care how I think or feel about it half the time.
Amen.
Because she don't care. I've never told her this in private or in public, but today I'm going to give her a gift. I envy the fact that she's been able to just say, I don't care. I don't care what you think.
Amen.
I wish that I would have had that gene when I was younger.
Amen.
Right? But I had to grow into that. Because you get to a point where you ought to get sick and tired of trying to have to explain yourself.
Amen.
To people that don't get it. Yes. But here's why. Because sometimes we don't know this last part.
Yes.
Look at what happened. Jesus said, prophet ain't welcome in his own hometown. Go anywhere else, everybody happy about the prophet showing up, get honor everywhere, all this other kind of stuff. It ain't like Jesus had an ego, but he's saying something. Everybody else wants what's within that prophet. But home don't. Look at what it says again. And he could do no mighty works. I'm going somewhere. Because people don't want to wrestle with the text. Let's wrestle with the text for about 2-3 minutes. How is it that an almighty God can't do something in a certain place? Think about it. That doesn't register. How can an almighty God who is in flesh, who can call angels down, hush everything in nature, but we've been reading this thing, right? Same Jesus told everything in a storm to hush. Caused demons to come out of a man, right? We've been in here for months now. Let's go down the litany. He's been able to do all this other stuff, but in this place, the text says he couldn't do any mighty works except for lay his hands on a few and they be healed. How does that happen? Well, let's put something on it. Y'all know about that thing called faith?
Mm-hmm.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. Ready? Faith without works is dead. Ready? Without faith, it is impossible, listen to this, to please God. God is not pleased when you don't think God can do it. Oh man, we ought to be able to shout on that. The reason Jesus couldn't do the magnitude of what he had already done was because in the atmosphere, there was nothing pleasing to God to respond to. Everywhere else, there was faith everywhere. Even if they were pressing up on Jesus, a woman with an issue of blood was still able to touch the hem of his garment and be made whole. Even when there was doubters among them, there was a man who came for his daughter to be healed. And even when she died, Jesus said, don't worry about what folk got to say. Just believe. And that little girl, after being grabbed by the hand, got up. Come on in here. Let's go out. Let's have a little church. Come on. Every once in a while, you've got to look back on who God is and look at the environment that you're in and look at what God has given you and stop looking at rejection as a sign of what you were able to do. It's only a sign of what they were able to believe. So, I no longer take it personal. When folk come up to me and say can't. That's why I don't listen to can't. Because if I listened to can't, Hope Fest wouldn't have happened. If I listened to can't, then giving would have not have gone up. Y'all ain't talking. Can I shout for a minute? I want to shout as a pastor. Not because of anything that I've done, but there have been enough people in the environment that said, you know what? Guess what? If you believe it, guess what? I believe it too. And guess what? When God sees some folk that believe it, God gets to moving. And when God gets to moving, God gets to showing out. And when God gets to showing out, there is no limit to what God can do. Because where there are two or three gathered in his name, believing, he's already there. So it don't take much. But when you begin to believe it and know for yourself, God will show up, show out, and let the world know that I ain't finished with you yet. So, to the hater, to the discounter, to the ones that just don't have a clue, God bless you. Because I want you to sit up front. Yes, sir. And I want you to watch God continue to work. Come on. Because if you're not going to take the word's word for it, I want you to see what God is going to do next. Yes, eyes have not seen. Ears have not heard. Yes. Neither has it been conceived in the hearts of men and women. What God is going to do in us. Yes, I want you to see it because I don't want you to miss out on what God wants to do for you. See, it's a sad thing when people miss out on a move of God, and you don't have to. It's a sad thing when people begin to miss out on how God wants to make things happen just because they just can't believe it's happening here. I'm not worried about anybody else. I'm not worried about what other churches are doing and what they seem to be doing. God has given us a mandate. And guess what? We got all we need right now. You got folk that believe, plus a God that is limitless, plus a God that has a cattle on 1,000 hills, plus a God that got more resources for us than we can even imagine, plus a God who is overall working in you and everything else. That's enough. Stop explaining yourself. Stop defending yourself. The Lord is going to fight your battles, and your life is the evidence. Let them hate. Let them talk what they want to talk. But guess what? It is shown in the text. They will miss out on the move of God being overly consumed with what God is doing in you rather than getting access to God. Rejection don't mean jack. It is not an indictment on you. It is an indictment on people that don't want what God has for. You good. You're good. You're good. You're good. Y'all good. Y'all all right. Y'all all right. See, y'all don't know when to receive a blessing. I guess we got to keep on teaching. Y'all all right. You all right. You're all right. All the way in the media area, you all right too. You all right. Y'all all right. Because God is giving you everything necessary. Y'all are all right. I don't want you to miss this. They can say what they want, but God has already said y'all are all right. So guess what? Don't sit here. Move.